Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this instance of the Christians and of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, there are great lessons for us to learn. Here we have, for example, one very great point, the Arifin, those people who have the deep understanding, love and recognition of Allah Ta'ala, of Quran and Hadith and of Deen. They explain that how Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, when the Jews at that time wanted to assassinate him, kill him, he came solely for their benefit. And the greatest benefit that can be for mankind is the teachings of a Nabi for his people. But opposite to that, they wanted to kill him. And they wanted to get rid of him, na'uzu billah. So Allah Ta'ala's system works like this. When a person, especially the great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, are not appreciated, Allah takes them away. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who had come there for their benefits in every way of deen, dunya and akhirat, but they did not appreciate and they in fact wanted to kill him, Allah took Isa alayhi salatu wasalam away from them and Allah brought him to himself in Jannat. In the same way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest of the Anbiya, the most compassionate and most kind, came to the Arabs in Makkah Sharif also for their hidayat, for all their goodness. When they did not appreciate, Allah took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam away from them. And they also had determined to kill Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they had reached the final stages of their planning. And Allah Ta'ala very beautifully took away Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and took him to Madinatul Munawwara. In Medina Sharif, Allah gave him the great Ansar. And they supported him. The people of Makkah did not support him. They opposed him by and large. And they wanted to kill him, assassinate him. Allah took him to Medina Sharif and gave him the Jamaat of the Ansar. And on account of that, those who appreciate Allah's ni'mat, then Allah made Islam to spread from Medina Sharif. And it spread to the four corners of the world. And Islam came alive fully in Medina Sharif. Wahi, revelation came. Jibreel alayhi salam continuously frequented Medina Sharif. What a great honor for the people of Medina. So that was when they appreciated the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So it is a great lesson for us also to learn. The man of Allah, when they are amongst us, we must appreciate them. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala takes them away and we are totally deprived. And like that, every other ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala also. A person who is a very good hafiz, for example, but he doesn't appreciate, he doesn't read the Quran Sharif. And in fact, his life goes in a different direction. He is made to forget the Quran Sharif. A person who is blessed with namaz, and Allah gives him tawfiq even of tahajjud, nafil namazes, but he doesn't appreciate it. Small, small excuses, and he doesn't do it. Allah takes away that ni'mat from that person. The khidmat of deen, service of deen, whether it is in jamaat form, in teaching, in any form, if we don't appreciate it, then Allah takes it away. Outwardly, we'll say, I got ill, or I got too involved in other things. This happened, that happened. But actually it is, we didn't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, and then Allah takes away that ni'mat. So that is one great lesson we should learn, that always appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and yeah, particularly the man of Allah Ta'ala. Like was in the case of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi and Rasul of Allah. In the case of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, also the Nabi and Rasul of Allah. And those who support them, Allah blesses them and gives them also very high stages. The other great lesson that we learn here, also the Arifin explain that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the people wanted to assassinate him, just like Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah tabaraka ta'ala destroyed those people and made the Nabi, Allah protected him completely. The same with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we have just explained. But then the system of Allah Ta'ala also works in the knowledge and planning of Allah. If Allah wants to return them back again, if they come back with great goodness, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah took him away from the people of Makkah. They did not appreciate him. He went, deen got established in Medina Sharif. But then Allah returned Nabi alayhi salam to Makkah Sharif again, on the conquest of Makkah, Fath-e Makkah. And it came with great goodness that almost fully, by and large, the whole of Makkah accepted Islam. When the Nabi comes back again, he comes with all that goodness. And there can be no greater ni'mat than the ni'mat of Iman and the ni'mat of Islam. So when the Nabi Allah brings him back again to his place, Allah Ta'ala makes it a means of complete hidayah. The same way, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah took him away from what is the land of Sham, which includes Jordan of today, the Assyria of today, Palestine of today, all this land is the land of Sham. From there, Allah Ta'ala took Isa alayhi salatu wasalam away when the Jews, the enemies, wanted to assassinate him. And close to Qiyamah, Isa alayhi salam will come back at the same place again. And when he comes back again, Allah will make all the Ahl Kitab of that time also to accept Islam. So when the Nabi comes back again in the planning and in the knowledge of Allah, he'll come back with full glory and goodness. And people, the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, how they were enemies of Islam, how they hated Islam. A lady like Hinda, a man like her husband Abu Sufyan, who had vowed they would never accept Islam. But when the Nabi comes, Allah opens the hearts of everyone. And they all accepted Islam wholeheartedly. The Jews, who are the staunch enemies of the truth and haq, and they are such which Allah says, يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They know the truth as they know that these are our children. So much they know the truth, but they don't believe. But when Allah brings the Nabi back again there, then Allah opens their heart. And even the Jews then will accept Islam. At that time, there will be no non-Muslims. All will have accepted Islam. The Jews also, who were so against and wanted to kill Isa alayhi salam. And the Christians also, who had completely they drifted from their religion. So much so that they call Isa alayhi salatu wasalam Allah, God. They call him the Son of God. But all of them will accept Islam. Allah will open their heart. There is a lesson here for the man of Allah never to give up hope also. No matter what the odds are against them. And they must stand for the truth and they must have compassion for their people. Never make but dua for their people. The people of Taif, how they had hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every possible way. Mentally, physically, every way. And when the angel of the mountains came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, if you wish, just tell me and I'll crush this people between these two mountains. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, perhaps the children will bring Iman. So like that, when the Nabi, who is that embodiment of kindness, compassion, Allah Ta'ala then makes it people bring Iman. From there we learn, whoever Allah gives the tawfiq of making effort of deen, and as a guiding person for the people, he must also have his heart very wide open. Not condemn any person, not make bad dua for any person. When Allah in his knowledge wants to, Allah will give hidayah to those who are the strong opponents and who are totally against him. Allah will give them also hidayah. So these are great, great lessons for us to learn. The Quran Sharif is not just a kitab that we pack on a high shelf in our house and we show it respect. It isn't a kitab just to be recited on Fridays or in Ramadan. It isn't a kitab only to be recited daily. It is a kitab that we read, understand, and benefit from it. The treasures and wisdoms of the Quran Sharif and realities of these are so great. And if we don't take the benefit of it while in the short life of this dunya, when we realize it in the akhirat, we will be ever, ever so sorry. But hayhat, hayhat, that won't help us at all. This is the time to benefit from this great, great kitab Allah has given us. And we should be guiding stars for other people, not following the way of the kuffar, and not do our things like the kuffar, but we should lead the kuffar to the righteous way. May Allah give us all tawfiq, proper understanding, and make value of our time, little time that we have got, to make real value of it. وَأَخِرُ دَوَانِ